Being an ag teacher takes ample patience. However, it pays off in many ways. One of which is getting to see how your students grow and turn into mature individuals, each having a ton of potential. Without further ado, I would like to introduce the Naperville Central High School ag teacher, Mr. Gregg. Now, I've written a few questions to ask him. How many years have you been teaching ag classes?
I am in my fourth year as a teacher here at Naperville Central.
What is the most rewarding part of your job?
I would say that the most rewarding part of the job is seeing students succeed, whether that's in the classroom or even through FFA activities such as CDEs, LDEs, AgriScience Fair, and things like that.
Awesome. What is one thing you dislike about your job?
I dislike the paperwork. It's a lot more paperwork than I expected. I am not a fan of that.
Yeah. What is one thing that this job has made you better at?
This job has made me better at multitasking. I'm still not good at it, but yeah. I am better than I was before. Now I have to do about 80 million things at one time, and I can do about 4 million of those well.
Why did you choose to be an ag teacher over other career opportunities?
So I initially actually wanted to be an entomologist, someone who studies insects. But as an entomology major in college, I actually got the opportunity to TA for a class, and I just enjoyed the teaching part so much that I decided to change gears and switch majors.
Awesome. What is one animal that the school won't let you get, but that you honestly want in your classroom?
100%, I'd take a panda. I could fit a panda in the greenhouse. I could get some bamboo.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's awesome. What type of person do you have to be an ag teacher?
Ooh, that's an interesting question because lots of types of people are ag teachers. I'd say that the one thing that you would have to have or that you'd have to be is passionate about it.
Definitely.
Not everyone can do this job. You really have to have a passion to push those long hours and all of the effort that you have to put into it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What or who inspired you to be an ag teacher?
First off, my passion for the subject.
Yeah.
And then my passion for the students. Those are the things that made me want to become an ag teacher. The person that really inspired me to be an ag teacher would be the ag teacher at my rival school in high school. We didn't have a very involved FFA program, and so he allowed me to kind of tag along as an honorary member of their chapter. And so he was one of the people who inspired me to
pursue this career. What is one thing that you would like to be different about your job?
I think that there should be one day a week where teachers don't teach and they have the day off just to lesson plan, do paperwork, mm-hmm. create practice materials, anything that they need to do as kind of an office day rather than a teaching day.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's hard to take days out of your weekend to do that, you know, because
you
have a life too, you know?
That's debatable.
Yeah. What is hard about being an advisor to a suburban FFA chapter?
The most difficult thing about being an FFA advisor in a suburban chapter is that I have to take our activities, our programs, our students, and fit them into a framework that was specifically not designed for them.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, students are welcome in FFA, and we want to include them as much as possible,
yeah.
but the things we do here are not the things that FFA anticipated. Yeah. And so we're kind of ahead of the curve, so to speak, because FFA has not caught up to the things that not only we're doing here, but other schools in urban and suburban areas are doing.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right. If a high schooler is interested in becoming an ag teacher, what are key steps to take during their high school career?
So the first thing that any high schooler should do is take all the ag classes and become as involved in FFA as possible at their school. You really need to see all three sides of being an ag teacher, the classroom side, the FFA side, and the SAE side. I would suggest gunning for the highest degree possible that you can attain. For most people, that's the state degree. For some people, that's the American degree. And then also, if your school allows it, I would encourage the student to look at TAing for the ag teacher or even taking teaching classes to give you a little bit of a taste of what the teaching profession is like.
What classes do you teach?
The majority of my day is companion animal science. However, I also teach floral design, food science, which is my favorite class to teach, horticulture, and then next semester I'll also teach greenhouse crop production.
All right, awesome. What does an average school day look like for you?
An average school day looks like me getting here around 6:30, preparing for the morning activities. Around 7, we will see an FFA activity of some kind, whether that's an FFA meeting or even a CDE practice. From there, I teach food science first hour. I spend second hour preparing for my animal science classes. Then I teach companion animal science 2 hours, have a lunch, and then teach it again. And then I have a period off to plan for my double period of floral design and intro to horticulture. Once I wrap up that class, then I will probably be having an FFA event or working one-on-one with a student with their SAE like I'm doing now. Otherwise, my day is filled with meetings, potential paperwork that I may have to get filled out, and making sure that all of the plants and animals in my spaces stay alive and thrive.
In conclusion, being an ag teacher is not easy. However, it is a worthwhile job if you are patient, like educating others, and are into agriculture. Thanks for listening to the Agricultural Professions Podcast. Please hit that subscribe button or comment with your requests for Agricultural Professions Podcasts in the future. Bye until next time.